When the National Farmers Federation's Brent Finlay returned from a trade tour of China this year, he had a strong message for Australia's farm sector.
That clean, green, safe product, food safety. Again, we just heard that everywhere we went was food safety. And that's our opportunity. But we have to underpin that. We have to underpin our production systems with our biosecurity systems.
70% of Australia's agricultural income is derived from exports. And the sector is trying to trade on that clean, green, food safe image. But agricultural economist David Adamson from the University of Queensland is concerned that that reputation could be jeopardised under the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
And arguably one of the scariest things that comes out of the TPP is the changes that the Americans want associated with our chemicals for agriculture.
He claims Australia is under pressure to give farmers more access to chemicals by matching the regulations currently applied in the United States. He's basing that suggestion on previous trade deals the US has struck with countries like Canada and Mexico.
That means this covers anything from our production additives for beef production, livestock production, all the way through to the chemicals we're allowed to use on the farm, which currently we don't have registered here.
American farmers have access to a wider range of chemicals, and the maximum residue levels allowed are higher than those permitted in Australia. Government figures show that Australia and the United States use antibiotics at about the same rate, but the resistance level in the US is more than 30% higher. David Adamson argues it gives Australia a competitive advantage.
Our ability to separate antimicrobials, to have a group there specifically designed for livestock and some for humans, allows us to maintain a low rate of resistance to these additives. So we actually gain when the US goes bad. Or international markets say, listen, we want to change the current maximum residue levels associated with a chemical because we don't think it's safe anymore. In many cases there, that actually opens up opportunities for our trade partners. If we can't meet that, somebody else will step into the void. And we have done that plenty of times in the past when the US can't meet those regulations and say, if we reach a situation there where Australia couldn't export beef, there is no way we could possibly consume all that beef in Australia. And if it's a disease or a production additive that is really considered as very nasty and we can no longer export internationally to any market, effectively we're going to have to go out there and dispose of a large number of cattle.
One of the most controversial talking points surrounding the TPP negotiations has been the possible inclusion of investor-state dispute settlements, or ISDS. It's another element that David Adamson is questioning.
We are allowed to use the World Trade Organization to settle disputes based on science. That's an international arbitration. The TPP is leaning towards having a dialogue between members of the TPP. So in other words, we take out the independent auditor, effectively. And if we are not on our ball, we can actually get in a situation where our rules and regulations about how we produce food here change. And I don't think that's in our interest.
So we could be using more antibiotics and...
antibiotics, other chemicals, changing the way we label food, all sorts of things.
The federal government has called David Adamson's comments unhelpful speculation. A spokesperson from the Trade Minister Andrew Robb's office provided this statement.
Australia's reputation for clean, green and safe produce and agriculture is one of this country's great strengths. Through the TPP and other trade negotiations, we're looking to leverage this strength. We will not sign up to any agreements that undermine in any way the major comparative advantage we enjoy across many areas of agriculture and horticulture.
The countries involved in the TPP had hoped to reach an agreement by the end of last year, but the secret negotiations continue and it's unclear as to when they'll be finalised.